Let's now look at how we calculate capital gains tax. So the steps in calculating capital gains tax are to calculate the gains or losses on individual assets first, then to total all of those gains and losses, to deduct the annual exempt amount. Now, the annual exempt amount is sort of like the personal allowance for income tax, and then calculate the capital gains tax. Okay, the annual exempt amount for this tax year is £12,000. Like personal allowance, it has to be applied to this year. It can't be carried forward. It's only available against the chargeable gains in the current tax year. So what example? Muriel has fallen chargeable gains in tax year and we're asked to calculate her capital gains tax. We're actually not going to calculate her capital gains tax. We're going to calculate the taxable gains. And then we'll look at the tax bands in a later module. So we're just going to calculate her taxable gains. She's a gain of £60,000, a gain of £12,000, and a gain of £3,000. So the first step is to total all of her chargeable gains. If she had any losses in the current year, then we would total the current year losses. And that would give us the net chargeable gains for the year. Then we take off the annual exempt amount, so that's £12,000. And we take off any losses brought forward. We'll look at losses brought forward in the next module, but we would take those off here. And that would give us our taxable gain for the current tax year, which we'll then look at applying the tax to in later modules. So quick example for a quick question for you to try. Kelly has the following gains and losses for the 1920 tax year. Calculate her capital gains tax. Again, we just want to calculate her taxable gain rather than the tax. So she has a gain of £42,000, a loss of £3,000, and a gain of £10,000. And as always, you'll find the answer below this video.